Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to what we have to say at the Toronto Star. As you know, the media landscape is changing very quickly, and the lines are becoming more and more grayer as to where the content is coming from. Our readership is declining, as with most newspapers, or we're managing to maintain ours. We've been working for the website for thestar.com and for the print in conjunction since 2004, and really looking to see how we can put our advertising and our advertisers online in a mutually beneficial way. So we're not cannibalizing the print, but we're also looking for the online as well. We've all seen the headlines, more recently digital growth drives newspaper earnings. The New York Times, we're really seeing a dramatic shift with what they're doing. Growing 35% and 7.7% of all revenues for the company are now from their online business. And marketing budgets are up 46%. So how do we maximize on these opportunities? Our visitors, I've left on most of your tables just a little booklet with the star.com notes. This is the research that we do on an annual basis, and it really helps us drive where we're moving with our product. In the past 6 months, 74% of our visitors purchased products or services online. That's up a huge 7% from last year, which is great news for our advertisers. The number of visitors who plan to purchase products or services in the next 6 months is also forecast to grow. And 31% of our visitors spent in excess of $1,000 online on services or products, which is up 4%. So all really good news stories here. How did we look at enhancing special section ad sales? One of the first things that we did, we put incentives in place to encourage advertisers to take larger ads in print and receive more value online. For example, if you took a half-page or a full-page advertisement within the print product when it was posted online, you would have the ability to change the advertisement more, and we'd put more bells and whistles around it. It also offers a longer shelf life. We do post them online longer than a normal special section. Our sections, we are a daily newspaper, our sections will come out on one specific day. They are hosted online for 2 weeks, which really gives more benefit to the advertiser as well. And in turn, they can change their advertisement online, which enables them to keep up with the competitive marketplace. We've tried to implement package buys. It's worked in some cases. It hasn't worked in other cases where it's, okay, here's your flat cost. It's $10,000, and for that you get a quarter page in the paper and you get this, 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 and online. Dependent on the category, really depends whether it's successful. We found it worked where we were looking specifically at smaller retailers or sort of education fairs. What it doesn't work well with, in our experience, is the technology and business, mainly because we're trying to pull from two different budgets from that point. Because they are business and they are technology, they're more savvy. So they've progressed more and they have a separate online budget, so they don't want the online portion taken out of their print budget. So it really depends on the category. And we've also managed to secure advertising from non-print advertisers, packaged goods, for example, that we would never see in the newspaper because it's specific content online and we're grabbing from the online budget, which tends to be more direct marketing. We're able to secure more sponsorships and additional incremental revenue from non-print advertisers. Enhanced special section content. There are so many things that come out on a daily basis in the online world, from blogs to podcasts to RSS feeds, all of which are new, exciting, but they're not tried and tested. We try to implement as much as we can into our site, but we're also very aware of our visitors and what our visitors expect from us. The forums that we do, which tend to be questions and answers, so we're asking for participation, we ask our visitors for their questions. They work great. The participation is there. We have credibility by the people that actually sit on the forums. It's not just the guy along the street that's offering his opinion. It's well-respected people within the industry. Blogs are flying away. And we saw just earlier the gentleman from Beep talking about most of the traffic from blogs. And 8% of internet users, 12 million Americans, write blogs. 12 million people sit down, take the time, and write the blogs. It's enormous, considering we're of a time where we're all starved of time. But 57 million people read them. That's huge, considering they weren't really around last year or the year before, so it's a huge growth. The same with podcasts. To familiarize you, some people understand online more than others, but a podcast is basically an audio file, and you're able to either listen to that on your computer, download onto your MP3 player, that sort of thing. 6% of US adults, or 9 million people, have downloaded podcasts in the past 30 days. 30 days, 9 million people, enormous. This is what we try and implement into our site as well. We can have additional links to other sources of information on the web as well, because people aren't necessarily loyal. If you're looking at a print product, it's quite a bit of effort to go over to the magazine rack or to the newspaper stand and pick up the other product. Online is very different. You're just a click away from the next site. Photo galleries, we've been able to put great photo galleries up there, and live text commentary that we had for the World Cup, which was great. We had two guys over in Italy, and literally they were typing away, giving us a live text commentary. People were logged on and seeing what was going on live, what was happening at that particular time, from not necessarily just on the game, but from somebody actually at the game and watching the game. So we've tried to introduce all of these new cool elements into our content for online for special sections, but also bearing in mind who our audience is. The store.com is not a Yahoo or an MSN. Our visitors do tend to be from 25 years and up, which is slightly younger than the Toronto Star, but we have to be very conscious of that. You know, I don't know how many people at the store.com actually have iPods. Compared to the younger audience that have had an iPod for the last 2 or 3 years. So we have to be very conscious of that. How do we complement our print publications by putting them online? As I mentioned before, there is a little booklet on most of your tables. I think there was maybe one table short. I apologize if you don't have one. I will share one later with you. But we do an annual survey every year. We have over 10,000 people that respond. And we research our visitors so we can in turn give our advertisers a reason to go in both the newspaper and online. For example, 68% of the people who visit thestar.com do not subscribe to any daily newspaper in Toronto. So that's a 70%, almost 70% extended reach than what you would get in the print publication, which is a very strong message to our advertisers. And it's also an easy message to implement when we're looking at smaller retailers as well, because they want to reach more people and maybe they don't have the technology or the staff or the resources to really dive headfirst into a huge online marketing campaign. This is a great way for them to get their toe in the water and see how it goes. As I mentioned before, when we look at content, we don't have the cost of newsprint, so we can have as much content as Steve will allow, or Adam will have time to write. We can have so much more content and additional content online than what was in print. The format of the section and cross-promotion both online and in print really increases visitors to the site and in turn increases the value proposition to our advertisers, and we do this very well. And we also do it the other way around. So we will have promotions in the newspaper driving people to thestar.com. We will have on thestar.com people driving to the print publication. So the cross promotion is very beneficial because the 70% of our visitors who do not subscribe to a daily newspaper are suddenly going over to the Toronto Star. The Toronto Star readers that don't traditionally go online are also going to thestar.com to get the additional information. We find that works very, very well. So how can sales improve? I mentioned a little bit earlier that we can pull from different budgets. People have direct marketing budgets, they have online budgets, they have print budgets, they have acquisition budgets, they have promotional budgets, they have branding budgets. We want to get all of those budgets, so we're able to pull, depending on the category and the client, which ones we're going to go with. We can offer different content and adjacencies to advertisers online. We can be quite restricted in a layout in a print product, and they particularly want to be alongside content talking specifically about health matters, for example. That's hard to do in a newspaper environment, particularly when we don't know how it's coming along. With online, we schedule the ads to appear within our health channels. Therefore, they are adjacent to the relevant content. We offer results that can be measured. I'm not too sure how many people are involved in online. Certainly, after 16 years of print and going over to online, I nearly fell off my chair when I saw the reports that our advertisers get. Not only does it show how many impressions that your advertisement got. So that's how many times it was served up on the page. It shows how many times people actually click through on it, the times of day that they click through on it, the different ad units. So, you know, the orange ad worked better than the blue ad. So it's all very accountable and measurable, which is a great complement to a print product. And we can tap into different markets and reach different audiences. As I mentioned earlier, the online audience of the Star.com is slightly younger than the Toronto Star. So we can offer an extended reach of the younger audience. We can also, by their behavior, we can target, for example, if you're a regular business visitor, for example, you know, we drop a cookie on there, and so we can therefore turn around to our advertisers and say, here you go, this person is really interested in business. For those who don't know what cookies are, they're not chocolate chip or peanut butter. They're a little tag whenever you go onto a website that people drop and they identify you. So if you were to go on the start, I'm like, oh, hey, you're back. And oh, you went to business the last time. And then you go on again, oh, they've been to business a second time, a third time. With that information, we can then utilize to say, okay, the next time that person comes, we're going to serve you a business ad specifically. So that's how we try tap into different markets and reach different audiences. So what's the bottom line of all of this? When we look at special sections, in 2004, we posted two of them online. In 2005, went through the roof. Revenue nearly tripled, quadrupled. We put 9 sections. To date, we're August, we have 15 sections up online. So there's a huge growth and demand, not only from a corporate point of view and to make sure that we're capturing all of the dollars we can as a company overall, but also from the advertisers. We can sing and dance as much as we want, but unless the need is there from the advertisers, we're not really going to get those sections online.